You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Hello everyone. Today I'd like to demonstrate for you an app that I find really useful called File Browser. File Browser allows you to connect your phone over your Wi-Fi network to your computer and any external hard drives that you have connected to your computer. You can also use File Browser to connect to Dropbox, iCloud and NAS drives, etc. If you're connecting to Dropbox or iCloud, you will need your usernames and passwords to hand. Your phone and your computer need to be on the same Wi-Fi network, and you need to enable sharing of your external hard drives via the control panel on your computer. File Browser allows you to do many things, which include being able to read a document from your computer on your phone, play music from your hard drive, view pictures, view movies, copy folders, files, rename folders and files, duplicate them, share them through other apps on your phone, and plenty of other things besides. There are two versions of this app. There's the light version and the paid version. I'm going to use the paid version because the light version only gives you examples. It's not a lot of money in the App Store. I can't remember exactly how much I paid for it, but I think it was something in the region of about £2.50 or £3.50, something along those lines. The name is File Browser. It's all one word, but you've got capital F for file and capital B for browser. And the company is Stratospherics Limited. Stratospherix Limited. I have created a fresh install of File Browser so that we can go through the connection process on how to connect it to a computer. I have slowed my speech down on my iPod also, and I'm using the Ava voice. My iPod is currently running iOS 10.3, as I haven't updated it yet, but I'm also using the latest version of File Browser, so this will be fine for you, even if you're using iOS 11. So I'll do a one finger double tap on File Browser.
File Browser. Double tap to open.
Okay, so now it's opened, and what I'll do is I'll put a finger on the screen and touch the top of what I can find.
Thank you for using File Browser.
Flick right.
Version 9.7.
Flick right again.
In this version, star resizable thumbnails and image viewer, star PDF annotation improvements, star iOS 10.3 AirPlay image viewer, star video player second screen cable output.
Flick right again.
Tap scan now to find local network machines.
Flick right again.
Scan now button.
Useful button to come back to, but let's flick on right and see what else we've got.
Continue button.
There's a continue button, which could confuse some people. So let's flick right again.
To see this message again, tap about in the config menu.
One more time, flick right.
Con close button.
That's all. So you could close that message and then you could go to the config menu, but what we're going to do, and I would suggest you do this, if you're wanting to connect to a device straight away, then you'd want to scan now button. Your computer and your phone need to be on the same network in order for this to work. So let's flick left to the scan now button.
To see this message again, tap continue button. Scan now button.
Okay, and double tap once.
Locations. What storage would you like to connect to?
It's asking what storage I'd like to connect to, so let's flick right and see what we have.
Close button.
There's a close button. Flick right again.
Computer/drive button.
Computer drive. Flick right.
Cloud button.
Cloud. Flick right.
Manual setup button.
Manual setup. Flick right again.
Manual setup button.
That's all. So computer/drive, cloud or manual setup. So we want computer/drive. So let's flick left to that one.
Cloud button. Computer/drive button.
And double tap.
Computers, which of these would you like to connect to?
Okay, now let's flick right from here.
Close button.
There's a close button. Flick right again.
Back button.
There's a back button and flick right again.
Mac button.
Mac, flick right again.
PC button.
PC, that's what I want, but flick right again.
NES button.
It didn't speak that properly.
PC, NES button.
NAS. So right, I flick left and flick right again to get to NAS. Flick right one more time.
Toshiba SSD button.
Toshiba SSD, flick right again.
Toshiba HDD button.
Flick right again.
Toshiba adapter button.
Flick right again.
Time capsule button.
And again.
WebDAV button.
One more time.
FTP button.
So FTP is your last option whilst flicking right. So we'll flick left back to PC.
WebDAV. Time cap. Toshiba. NAS. PC button.
Okay, and now I'm going to do a one-finger double tap on PC.
PC. Scanning now or select manual setup.
Okay. You should be able to do it just by scanning now. So let's explore by touch on the screen now and see what we've got.
Oaks PC button. Manual help in back. Scanning now or select manual setup.
Okay, I flicked left until I got to the top of the screen there. Scanning now or select manual setup.
Scanning now or select manual setup. Close button.
Flicking right takes me to the close button.
Back button.
Flicking right again takes me to the back button.
In progress.
In progress.
Help button.
There's a help button.
Manual setup button.
A manual setup button.
Cokes PC button.
That's what I want. Cokes PC. Anything else?
Cokes PC button. Cokes PC button.
That's the last. Okay. So we're going to double tap on Cokes PC now. One finger double tap.
Cokes PC. Enter user account name. Text field. Is editing. Insertion point at start.
Okay, it jumped there a little bit, but what I shall do is I will flick left until we get to the top of the screen.
Enter username and password for Cokes PC.
Okay, and I'm going to flick right now.
Close button.
There's your close button.
Back button.
There's your back button again.
Help button.
There's your help button again.
Cokes PC. Dimmed button.
That's dimmed because obviously it can't connect to it yet. Flick right one more time.
Count name. Text field. Is editing. Character mode. Insertion point at start.
Okay. That is going to be my computer name. So my account name happens to be my name, Carla. So I'm going to
shift.
Type that in.
Cap C. Cap C. A. A. More. E. Ooh. Alt. R. R. P. L. L. A.
Okay, I've typed in Carla, so let's flick left.
D. Enter username and pass. Enter you close.
I'm flicking button. Right now. I touched on the keyboard and it gave me a letter, so I touched at the top of the screen. Flick right again.
Back button. Help button. Cokes PC. Account name. Text field. Is editing. Carla. Character mode. Insertion point at end.
That's fine. So I'll flick right one more time.
Manual setup. Dimmed button.
We don't want that. So flick right one more time.
Password. Secure text field. Double tap to edit.
We do want that. So I'm going to double tap on that.
Insertion point at end.
Okay, I'm going to just pause the recording whilst I put my PC password in. Okay, I've put my password in, so let's flip right again.
Connect button.
There's the connect button. Is there anything else?
Q.
Yeah, the keyboard. So let's flick left to the connect button.
Connect button.
Also, if you touch at the bottom of the keyboard on the right-hand side.
Next. Delete. Next.
There's a next button. So you could tap on that one. So let's do a double tap on that.
Next. Connecting to Coke's PC. Ellipse. Locations. Edit Coke's PC. Close button.
Right, so it looks like it's connected to my computer. Let's just have a look here at the screen now. I'm going to explore by touch.
View options, search, iPod, close button.
Your close button is on the left-hand side.
Add share button.
Your add or share button is on your right-hand side, at the top of the screen. The close is on the left-hand side of the top of the screen. Apart from that, if we flick from the top...
close button.
From the close button.
Coke's PC. Heading.
We have a heading of Coke's PC.
Add share button.
Add share. I told you that was on the right-hand side.
App H.
H is my external drive, which is also connected to my PC.
Users.
Users, that would be my file on my computer, so I could double tap on there.
Bookmarks button.
Bookmarks. If you bookmarked a file, you could go in there and pick it up from there. I'm just flicking right as I go along from the top to the bottom of the screen.
Close button.
Close is your top left. Now, if I flick right, this is what we get.
Coke's PC. Heading.
That's my computer. Flick right.
Add share button.
Add and share. Flick right again.
Tap H.
H, that's my external drive connected to my PC. Flick right again.
Users.
Users. I could double tap on there and that would get me into my computer. Let's flick right again.
Bookmarks button.
Bookmarks, that's if you had bookmarked a file that you were listening to, you could double tap on there and it would pick it up for you. Let's flick right again.
Refresh button.
Refresh. That is if you needed to refresh, it had disconnected, you could refresh and it would pick it up again. Flick right again.
Search button.
Search button.
View options button.
View options.
Home button.
Home.
Home button.
That would take you back so that you could add some more connected things like Dropbox or iCloud, something like that, if you wish to do that. So let's flick left.
New option, search, refresh, bookmarks, users.
What we'll do here is we'll go into these files now that we're connected. I'm going to double tap on users. That will take me onto my main computer hard drive.
Users, users, Coke's PC, back button. iPod, Coke's PC, back button.
Now, I just did an explore by touch there. On the top left, you have a back button at the top of the screen.
Menu, but menu button.
And there's a menu on the top right-hand side of the screen. So if I put my finger on the back button.
Coke's PC, back button.
And I'm now going to flick right.
Users, heading. Select button.
Select.
Folder. Carla. September 13th, 2017. 12:33, 9 a.m.
That's a folder that I could go into, which we will do. in a minute, but we're going to flip right one more time.
Menu button.
The menu button, which I said that was on the top right-hand side of the screen, is by the Carla folder. This will give you choices of what you can do. Let's flick right one more time.
Show help tips button.
Show help tips. Flick right one more time.
Add to folder button.
You can add things to a folder. Flick right one more time.
Bookmarks button.
Bookmarks.
Refresh button.
Refresh.
Search button.
Search.
View options button.
View options.
Home button.
Home.
Home button.
And we're there again. So let's flick left back to Carla now.
View up, search, refresh, bookmark, add to, show, help, menu, folder. Carla, September 13th, 2007.
I just stopped speech there with a two-finger single tap. And I'm now going to do a one-finger double tap to go into this folder.
Carla, users, back button.
Your back button is always on the top left of the screen.
Users, back button.
So I've put my finger on there and I'm going to flick right from the back button.
Carla, heading, select, button, folder, contacts, menu, button.
Just flicking right.
Folder, desktop, menu, folder, document, menu, button.
So I'm going to flick left back to documents. Flick left once.
Folder. Documents, September 13th, 2017, 1:30, 34 p.m.
And I'm going to do a single finger double tap on documents.
Folder, documents, Carla, back button.
I'm going to flick right until I get to a document I want to open.
Documents, heading, select, file, 8000, menu, file, 8090, Aftershocks Trek's Titanium Manual, docs.
That will do. It's the Aftershocks Titanium Bluetooth manual. And I can double tap on this and read it. So let's double tap. Do a single finger double tap on here.
Aftershocks Trek's Titanium Manual, docs. Back button.
You've always got the back button at the top left-hand side of the screen. So now,
back, trick, set, tricks, back button.
If you explore by touch,
tricks on T, tricks on back button, tricks underscore titanium underscore manual underscore English, PDF.
Okay, so I just did an explore by touch and found that title. Let's flick right.
7,946.
It's got a lot of numbers. Let's flick right one more time.
TREKZ Titanium.
Okay, I flick right again.
User guide.
Now, you could do a continuous read with a two-finger slide down screen. So let's do that. So we should be able to read it from the computer on this phone now.
User guide, set up your Trek's Titanium 1. Charge 2, pair 3, connect charge the headphones with the included micro USB charging cable. The LED indicator will turn blue when charging is complete.
Okay, I've just stopped the speech now with a two-finger single tap. So you can read documents on your computer via file browser. So that's a very nice touch. I'm just going to touch the back button, or you could do a voiceover gesture of a scrub, which would also work.
iPod. Back button.
I just went to the top of the screen there, which was top left, and I'm just going to do a single finger double tap.
Back button. Documents. Carla. Back button.
Okay, I'm now where I want to be. I actually want to go back again, so I'm just going to do a single finger double tap again.
Carla. Users. Back button.
And I want to go back one more time, and it's in the right place, so I'm going to do a one-finger double tap again.
Users. Coke's PC. Back button.
Perfect. Now, I want to go to my H drive and play something from my H drive. So, I'm...
iPod, Coke's PC, back button.
I just found the back button on the top left of the screen, which is always a good reference point. You can then flick right from there, which I'm going to do.
Users, heading.
Users.
Select, button. Folder. Carla, September 13th, 2017. Menu, add to folder. Menu, button.
I want to go back one more time, so I'm going to touch the find the back button on the top left.
Coke's PC, back button. Close, button.
Right, don't let that put you off. It said close, but... we are focused on the close button, but we want to flick right again.
Coke's PC. Heading. Add share. Cabbage.
That's what I want. The external drive. So I'm going to double tap on the H.
Cabbage. Cabbage. Coke's PC. Back button.
Again, we're focused on the back button. It's quite nice where it focuses. So now we can flick right from there, and I'm going to find something to play.
Cabbage. Select. Folder. Seventh menu. Folder. Audiobooks and dramas. Menu. Folder. CD collection.
Okay. I've just stopped the voice with two finger single tap. Now, it's taken me into my folder structure on my H drive. Now, I know the folder that I want is called TV. These are things that I've recorded from BBC iPlayer.
Home. Search. Button. Home. Button.
Now, if I run my finger along the bottom of the screen, you always have...
add to folder.
You've got add button. To folder.
Bookmarks. Button.
Bookmarks.
Refresh. Button.
Refresh.
Search. Button.
Search.
View options.
View button. Options.
Home. Menu. Button.
Whoops.
View options. Home. Button.
Home. Menu is above the home button.
Menu. Home. Menu. Button.
If you slide your finger up, you will find the menu button.
Home. Button.
So home will take you back to connecting other devices, etc. So we want search here. So if we find the search button along the bottom.
View option. Search. Button.
And double tap that.
Space.
Okay, we've now got a keyboard up.
Lead. Space.
For some unknown reason, it entered a space, which I've just deleted now. So I'm just going to put TV.
TV.
And search.
Search. Search alert. Search. Do you want to search this folder or all said folders for names that contain TV?
Do I want to search this folder or all names concerned for TV?
This folder button.
I've got this folder.
Subfolders button.
Or subfolders.
Subfolders button.
I'm going to choose subfolders. Double tap on that button. I'm just flicking right from that message. So you can see what came up. Double tap on subfolders.
Alert. Searching. Ellipsis.
Now it's got searching.
Searching. Ellipsis.
I've just explored by touch. And I'm just going to flick right from that little message.
30 matches from 16,812 items.
Okay.
Tap or to cancel the search or stop to review search results. 30 matches from 17,007.
And it's still looking. So it's still searching for me. So we could flick right from there.
Abort button.
You can abort.
Stop button.
You can stop.
Stop button.
Okay, we're going to stop. So I'm going to do single finger double tap on there.
Stop. Cabbage. Home. Button.
And let me see if I can review the results.
EV. Search field. Cancel. Dimmed. But tips cabbage. iPod. Cokes piece iPod. Status bar ride Cokes PC. Back button.
I just found the Cokes PC back button again, and I'm just going to flick right from there.
Cabbage. Heading. Select. Button.
Flicking right.
TV. Search field. Cancel. Dimmed. Menu. Button. Folder. Radio and TV themes.
Okay.
Menu. Button. Folder. TV.
That's actually the folder I want, so I'm going to double tap on that.
Folder. TV. Cabbage. Back button. Cabbage. Back button.
I found my back button in the top left of the screen, which is a good orientation point, because sometimes what you find this app will do is it will throw you in the middle of something and you're never sure where you are. So it's always worth finding the back button first and then flicking right to where you want to go.
EV. Heading. Select. Button. Folder. Atlantis. Menu. Folder. Audio described film. Menu. Folder. Charmed series. Menu. Folder. Doctor Who MISC. January 7th. Menu. Folder. Doctor Who Season 8. Menu. Folder. Doctor Who Season 7.
Okay, those are all my folders. I'm actually going to scroll up here with a three-finger slide up the screen.
Page 2 of 7.
Touch in the middle of the screen.
Folder. Frozen Planet. March 4th, 2013. 9:48, 56 p.m.
That will actually do nicely. Frozen Planet is one that I recorded, so I'm going to double tap on that.
Folder. Frozen Planet. TV. Back button.
Find my back button.
TV. Back button.
With my exploration of the screen in top left. Now let's flick right.
Frozen Planet. Heading. Select. Button. Frozen Planet 1. To the ends of the Earth. MP3.
That will be a nice one to play. So say, for example, your computer was on, but you were downstairs and you wanted to listen to that. You could double tap on this now. So let's do that.
Media controls. Edit. Button.
It's brought up a media player. And we have to wait a bit now.
In space, an arc of light spreads across the edge of the Earth as the dark side of the planet is gradually lit up by the sun, revealing Antarctica covered in ice. BBC Frozen Planet, presented by David Attenborough.
Right, to silence that, I did a two-finger double tap to stop. So there you go, you can actually play any MP3. So let's see what options we have here. We've got a media player, so I'm going to find my back button again.
iPod, edit.
There's an edit button instead. Okay, that is the top left of the screen. So let's flick right from here.
Media controls, heading.
So you've got media controls.
Back button.
There is a back button. But the back button on here
...58. Back button.
Is actually on the top right of the screen.
Back button.
There's your back button. Flick right again.
Frozen Planet 1, to the ends of the Earth. MP3 Frozen Planet 1, to the ends of the Earth. MP3.
Okay, why it said it twice, I don't know. Flick right one more time.
0:21.
That's how far we're through. Flick right again.
58:1.
That's how long a file is. Flick right again.
Black down pointing triangle button.
Flick right again.
Audio album button.
Flick right again.
X1.
Now, the black down pointing triangle is how fast or not it will play. So at the moment, if you double tapped on the black down pointing triangle, that's a play it slower. Or if we flick right one more time,
black up pointing triangle button,
that will speed it up. It's playing at X1 at the moment, so if we double tap on that,
black up pointing triangle.
Now flick left.
X1.05.
It's brought it to 1.05. Flick right one more time.
Black up pointing triangle button.
Double tap again.
Black up pointing triangle.
Flick left.
X1.1.
So you see it's sped it up. So let's flick left.
Audio album button.
One more time.
Black down pointing triangle button.
And double tap on this a couple of times.
Black down pointing triangle.
One.
Black down pointing triangle.
Two. So let's check now that we're back to what speed we want.
Audio album button. X1.
Yep, that's what we want. So flick right again.
Black up pointing triangle button.
Excellent. And we carry on flicking right.
Go to previous track button.
You have a previous track.
Skip back 15 seconds button.
Skip back 15 seconds.
Play button.
Play.
Skip forward 15 seconds.
Skip forward button. 15 seconds.
Go to next track button.
Go to next track.
AirPlay button.
AirPlay. So if you have an AirPlay speaker, you can play it through there.
Frozen Planet 1 to the ends of the earth. MP3. Frozen Planet 2. Spring. MP3. Actions available.
So if you wanted to play the other files within that folder, you can find them quickly through here. So that's a nice little feature. I'm not sure whether it will continue playing from the end of that file, Frozen Planet 1, and continue playing Frozen Planet 2. I've not actually tried it, so that might be worth trying at some point. So there we are. You can play MP3s, you can read documents, you can view other things like pictures, videos, whatever you've got on your computer. Don't forget, it will also connect to iCloud, Dropbox, although you do have a Dropbox app, but you might want to connect it to Dropbox, and so on. So it's a very useful app. Now, one thing that we haven't done is I haven't shown you what else you can do with these particular files. So I'm going to find the back button in the top right hand corner of this screen.
Back button.
Double tap on that.
Back. Frozen Planet. TV. Back button.
Okay, I'm going to explore by touch and find Frozen Planet 1.
File. File. Frozen Planet 4. Odd. File. File. Frozen Planet 1. Frozen Planet 1, to the ends of the earth, MP3.
Right. I'm going to flick right here.
Menu button.
There's a menu button. I'm going to double tap on the menu button.
Menu alert. Frozen Planet 1, to the ends of the earth, MP3.
So, it's brought up a menu, and I'm going to flick right through the menu to see what options we have.
Open in ellipsis button.
Open in. This is where you could open it in other apps. For example, you could open it in Messages, Messenger, Facebook, WhatsApp, that kind of thing. So if you wanted to share something, you could do that and you could share it. Flick right. What else have we got?
Duplicate button.
You could duplicate it. Flick right again.
Copy button.
You can copy it. And again.
Cancel button.
And there's a cancel button. So those are your options.
Cancel button.
So let's say we wanted to open it in something. So your phone may differ from mine. I'm going to flick left here.
Copy. Duplicate. Email attachment. Button.
Oh, it left that one out. Email attachment. I'm flicking left now.
Full screen player. Button.
Full screen player.
Cue audio. Button.
Cue audio. I'm flicking left. And for some unknown reason, VoiceOver skipped all of the other things.
Export file. Ellipsis. Button.
Export file.
Share file. Ellipsis.
Share file.
Open in. Ellipsis.
And open in.
Button.
Now, from my understanding, sharing file and opening is pretty much the same. And I don't know quite what the... some ways, what the difference is. But still, they do similar things. But I use opening quite a lot. So let's just have a look at this one.
Open in Frozen Planet. Cancel button.
I've just double tapped on open in and flick right now.
Progress. 8%. 90%. 94%. 97%. Progress. 99%. Cancel button.
Okay. Now, you would have heard a progress report and it would count up in percentages. What it's done there is that it has now put it into a temporary part of the memory. You now have an option of what you can do with that file. So I paused the recording on the progress report because I didn't think you would need to hear the percentage count up. So it's on a cancel button. So let me just check where we are. I'm just going to flick left to see.
More. Add airdrop.
Right. Okay, we're now, I flick left to the top of the screen and I'm going to flick right.
Airdrop recipient. No one found yet. Image.
Okay, you can airdrop it.
When an airdrop recipient is in range, double tap on their icon here to start sharing.
Excellent. Flick right again.
Airdrop. Share instantly with people nearby. If they turn on airdrop from Control Center on iOS or from Finder on the Mac, you'll see their names here. Just tap to share.
Okay, let's continue.
Add to notes. Button. Dragable. Double tap and hold. Wait for the sound, then drag to rearrange.
Okay, add to notes. Quite why you'd want to do that, I don't know, but never mind.
Import with iMovie. Button. Dragable. Double tap and hold. Wait for the sound, then drag to rearrange.
Import with iMovie.
Import with iTunes U. Button. Dragable. Double tap and...
Import with iTunes.
Import with AppKit Plus. Button. Dragable. Double tap and hold.
Again, import with AppKit Plus. These are things that I've got on my iPod that I can do with it. But yours will vary, so I won't go through any more choices here, but I will look for the cancel button, and I think it's in on the bottom of the screen.
Cancel button.
It is the bottom right.
Cancel button.
So I'm going to double tap on that.
Cancel. Frozen Planet.
So there we are. That gives you an overview of what you can do with File Browser. You can share files and folders. And it's a quick way of getting things onto your iPhone or iPod or iPad from your computer without going through iTunes. So I hope you found this demonstration useful. I haven't gone through everything, as I'm sure you can go and explore things yourselves, but at least this gives you a basic overview. Take care, and I hope to speak to you soon. Bye for now.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.